interim director, Department of Health and Human Services, an information report notifying the county board of a reduction in the county community development block grant for 2011. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning, Chair and Supervisors. With me is Mr. Leonard Jackson, and he's the new housing administrator within the Housing Division in DHHS. What we have before you is an informational report regarding a reduction in the Community Development Block Grant funds for 2011. Unfortunately, you know, as we see cuts at the state, we're also seeing cuts at the federal level. We have correspondingly made some reductions to those agencies that were awarded funding in 2011 according to the contract that we have. Fortunately, there were some funds that were not being used that we were able to bring forth to minimize the impact for those agencies. And as you can see by the report, we were able to use about $143,000 of funding, so that the actual reduction to those agencies is about $111,000. Attached to this report, we've identified the amount, which is a 7.6% reduction to each of those agencies across the board. And we have notified those agencies of this reduction. So, you know, any negotiations they were doing in terms of projects or contracts, they can begin to make that adjustment. This is for information only, but if you have questions, we'd be happy to try to answer them.
Questions?
Thank you, Madam Chair. As you know, I've been critical of communities that can't figure out what to do with their money, and I'm wondering, in a case like River Hills, whether there's a point in time at which we would simply reprogram that money as part of the, as you've done creatively in terms of using other sources to sort of lessen the impact of the cuts, whether you would redistribute that as another method of lessening the impact of the cut from the feds.
What we tried to do with the report is give you a history of how the program works. The county has not had the authority to take funds or reprogram funds from the municipality side. What I've tried to do recently, I have spoken with the administrator from River Hills, and he's working on transferring those funds to other projects that are eligible within Milwaukee County. And that's the present, you know, resolution that's out there. To try to reprogram dollars, I think we will get into a tremendous debate with the ICC on whether the county has the authority to take those funds away from River Hills.
Okay, so as they've done in the past, like, this reflects that they had obviously provided some funds to Bayside, and Bayside's returning them in this report.
Correct.
They would do the same again.
Do the same thing. But in the future, I am recommending that the funds do not return to River Hills. That the funds are given to other projects in need that meet the federal parameters of the CDBG program.
As you know, I've taken offense to the characterization that it's a sale of block grant funds.
Correct.
Have we determined that they will not be doing that, that they will not be receiving cash with unrestricted cash in return for whatever they would, you know. You're saying that they wouldn't be paid block grant funds, but
right.
What I want to make sure is that they're not taking aids that they're getting for low-income people and then converting it to free and clear cash, you know. It's so offensive as a practice to me.
I do understand your point. That has been investigated through HUD. through their legal department. And they do have the right to sell those funds. However, they have not been able to find a buyer within Milwaukee County or another municipality who's willing to give them any a dollar on their allocation. So they haven't had any luck in doing that. I think the best thing to do is to attempt to have them transfer those funds to another municipality that meets the have projects that meet the federal guidelines. But I don't think they will ever receive any payment from another community at all.
All right, I continue to watch it. I held this up once before, where we pulled out that we pulled their allocation out and said, you know, I don't want to send a report forward that says that that's even something that we would acknowledge that we would allow if they wanted to do it. I mean, we do have the ability to. Just because something's permissible doesn't mean that we have to permit it. We can always be more restrictive than HUD in terms of what we'll allow with the funds. So.
Yeah, I clearly understand that, and I think that's something that we certainly can look at. We've been alerted of other municipalities who aren't using their funds in the way that is intended, and I think that's something we can be certainly more aggressive at how we can make sure that those communities that really need them, that are going to use them appropriately, can do that. We'll certainly take, I think, a stronger look at that and see what we can do of redirecting those funds and addressing them. I agree.
Supervisor, let's go, Mr. Bowman.
Thank you.
You'd like to comment.
I think what we could do with this report is ask that the staff change that to unallocated, because that's actually what it is. It has not been allocated to anything to at the present time, the River Hills amount. And it has to be allocated to an eligible fund. So I think if we change that to unallocated, I think it might accomplish part of what Supervisor Lipscomb would like, and I think it would more accurately reflect what the status of this money.
Where are you, Mr. Bowman?
On
the chart.
So it's on page where it says River Hills,
right.
Sale of Block Grant
funds. Next page. Oh, there it is.
I really think that also reflects reality.
All right.
That can be done. I can change the description to reflect the funds are unallocated, and continue to negotiate with River Hills to achieve some resolution that allow those funds to be used.
Chair, I appreciate that, I hear your comments that they've never been able to get a buyer, and that you believe that it's, you know, that'll continue, that they will simply be picking who they want to partner with and who they would agree to allocate them to, and that it'll go for a truly eligible low income use. And I appreciate that, and I just want us to not be a party to a sham of selling. Such funds.
I'm going to request then a follow-up report at the next cycle, and I'd like it to be a combined report with Corporation Council as well, not only on what the update is on River Hills specifically, what you're able to work out with them specifically, but also options that you feel your department has in dealing with this type of issues. Right now it's River Hills. 3 months from now, it could be a different community.
Okay.
And I specifically request that Corporation Council review our legal options or legal rights within the agreement with the federal government as to what we could impose or not impose if negotiations does not work.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be a joint report by both your department and Corporate Council.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Sure. Any other questions? Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.